Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable and to our book pick segment, a weekly segment on this program, which has been a weekly segment on this program since the inception of the program in the year 2000. And at least one of the booksellers at this table has been there since the beginning. But we are thrilled to have two wonderful booksellers with us today and to talk about great books that are on their shelves or will be very, very soon. Susanna Herman's from Oblong Books in Rhinebeck and Millerton, New York. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I am so much better now that I'm here with you.
Well, right back to you. Thank you very much. So good to see you. Jim Havener from Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta, New York. Hello. How are you?
Hello. How are you? Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Thank you very much for being with us. Susanna, let's begin with you.
Okay. So, I mean, I feel like it needs no more publicity, but I just had to take a moment to shout out Percival Everett's new novel, James.
No, I think we need to start screaming from the mountaintops about this novel.
It is. I mean, I know it's early in the year, but I think it's probably going to be the best book of the year.
Yes.
I mean, if not top five for sure.
Yes.
An incredible retelling of the Huck Finn story from Jim's perspective. What really knocked me out was how accessible this book is. You could hand this to a 15-year-old who's reading Huck Finn, and they could plow through it. It's not highbrow literary. It's great, readable fiction that happens to also be extremely brilliant.
Brilliant. There's so much to it as far as the language, the use of language, and the points that are being made throughout the novel that are there are things that are so beautifully reminiscent of the original tale of Huck Finn, and then there's some new things that are just brilliant.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
I think it's a book I'm going to reread, and I do not reread books because I just don't have the time.
I want to reread Huck Finn and then read this again.
Yes,
that's my plan.
Absolutely.
It's James by Percival Everett, and we either have had him on the book show or he will be on the book show, one of those two.
Excellent.
But I've done the interview and he's fascinating guy. All right, one more and then we'll go to Jim.
Sounds good. So my next favorite is a new novel called Rainbow Black by Maggie Thrash. This novel just blew my mind. So it's based on the true events of the Satanic Panic, which I was a little too young to be aware of at the time, but it's set in 1990. And this is a real thing that happened, that folks all over the country who were running daycares were accused of weird satanic sexual things. And none of it was real. None of it was true. People were sent to jail. So this novel imagines that time period from the perspective of a 13-year-old girl whose parents run a daycare and who are arrested and tried for crimes that are completely insane and made up. And it sort of like starts there and it's what happens to her life from there. It is unputdownable. And I am now a Maggie Thrash fan.
Maggie Thrash is the author of Rainbow Black. Jim.
The book I'd like to start with is Help Wanted by Adele Waldman. It's a great, upstate New York book. And, of course, she's from upstate New York. But it's a story about a group of people who are in the movement that work at a box store similar to a Walmart or a Target or something like that. They come in at 3:55 in the morning, and they unload the trucks, they sort the things, and they put it out onto the floor before the store opens. And what's really wonderful about it is the characters in the book. It's all incredibly believable characters, multiple people who have multiple jobs trying to make a living. They don't get enough hours from the administration there. And then what also happens is that one of the big will, the manager, is moving up the ladder, and everybody really likes him. And that means that's maybe one of them could move into management. And so a whole plot starts to hatch. It's very real. It's a very, very readable book. And I felt like I was reading about some of my neighbors when I read this book. So I loved it.
Oh, that's great. Help Wanted by Adele Waldman. You just had an event.
We did. Yeah, she's local to our store. She's fantastic.
Terrific. Adele Waldman is the author of Help Wanted. All right, Susanna.
Okay, next up, I had to mention Amor Towles' new book, Table for Two. So this is actually the first Amor Towles book I've read. He, of course, wrote Rules of Civility and A Gentleman in Moscow. But he's a big best-selling author, and I often don't read bestsellers because they don't need my help. I mean, they don't, right?
Usually don't read them because screw them. They're doing fine on their own.
That's right. But
oh,
I read...
Yeah, I'm going to get to it, right?
I read this one, and now I get it. I get why everyone reads his books. He's brilliant. He's wonderful. So this book is... The first half is short stories set in New York City through the decades. And then the second half is a novella, a long novella set in Golden Age Los Angeles, and it features a character from Rules of Civility. If you're a fan of that book, you'll love it. If you've not read that book, you'll love it because I loved it. And it's just, yeah, he's a good one, you guys.
Amor Towles, the new book is Table for Two. And next?
Next up, I have another novel I absolutely loved that just came out, Wolf at the Table by Adam Rapp. This one spans about 50 years of a family as this specter of a serial killer is sort of circling this family and getting closer and closer and closer to them. Adam Rapp is a Pulitzer Prize finalist, an incredibly talented writer. And if you love family drama, really compelling, spooky, but not, I would not call this horror, I would not call it a mystery. It's literary fiction with this sort of ominousness over top of it. Recommend.
The playwright, right?
Yes, he's a playwright, exactly.
Sound Inside?
Yep.
Good stuff. Adam Rapp, Wolf at the Table. Jim?
There's a new book that came out, and one of the reasons why I was drawn to it is called Glorious Exploits by Ferdia Lennon. I love his name. But the cover of it is a bust of Sophocles with Google eyes in it. And I wish they actually moved because I think it would be really fantastic. But it's a story about the Peloponnesian War, where there's the Syracusans have the beat the Athenians, and they put them in a quarry. And so these two guys who are unemployed potters who love to drink and recite poetry decide to go down into the quarry and help these guys out. And they go down there and they start to decide to do a play with them, Medea. And to boost them up and to make them feel good. And of course, this play starts to be produced, and all things go to hell. And these two guys are just absolutely wonderful characters. And then eventually, well, I won't tell you the ending, but it's quite exciting. But it's a really great, Ferdia Lennon is a Irish Libyan. And I think there's a Middle Eastern sensibility to him in that. But it's still with a great Irish voice.
Fantastic. The name of the book is... Glorious Exploits by Ferdia. Am I right on that? Lennon, excellent. Susanna.
I brought a memoir that I really enjoyed called Whiskey Tender by Deborah Jackson Taffa. Deborah is an indigenous writer, and she's looking back at her life growing up with a family in the West, an indigenous family, and the generational trauma of assimilation and Indian boarding schools and all the sort of stuff her parents went through and her grandparents, and trying to find her way, coming of age in this family. It's absolutely beautiful, and I highly recommend it.
The name of the book is Whiskey Tender by Deborah Taffa. Next.
Next, I have a book for kids, The Partition Project by Sadia Farouki. This, I say, is for ages 8 to 12, and it is about a girl whose grandmother has come to live with them from Pakistan. She lives in Texas, and she has to give up her bedroom. She's really not digging her grandma being around. But then she starts to learn the backstory of her grandmother having to leave Pakistan when India was partitioned in 1947. And she begins to use that information to craft her school media project and learns all about her family. It is a fantastic book. I learned so much about Pakistani history, but it's also just a great family novel of sort of feeling like you're a little different and discovering what makes you special.
That's terrific. The name of the book is The Partition Project. Excellent. Jim?
Well, I only have one more book. I didn't bring a biggest pile as you did, but this book
we'll get them all in. Okay. We're good.
This book I brought is an Emancipation of the Mind by Matthew Stewart, who's an independent historian and philosopher. It's about the subtitle is Radical Philosophy, the War Over Slavery, and the Refounding of America. This is the history nerd that I am. I really like books like this. But it really kind of starts out with the idea of all men and women are equal, that started the American and the French and the Haitian Revolution. And after that point of time when those revolutions came about, it really talks about the idea of nationalism becoming closely associated with Christianity. So it became a Christian nationalism. And it really deals with this idea coming out of the German philosophers from the revolutions of 1848, of moving from that Christian nationalism back to a secular idea of a process. And the abolitionists in the country and the idea of slavery and dealing with that came, you know, developed initially through this Christian nationalism. And he starts bringing it back to Frederick Douglass, Lincoln, how they were really kind of thinking about this secular nation. And they believe, and you know, he states a good case is that this was what the ideas was of the American founders. The reason why I really like this book, because it's very well written, it's not a deep, hard read, and that is that it really reflects to me what's going on in our country right now, and this really feeling of what's a secular nation and what's a Christian nation, and this idea of how Christianity and secularism and humanistic ideas balance against each other in our politics and that there. So,
fascinating stuff. The name of the book is An Emancipation of the Mind by Matthew Stewart. All right.
Great. I have two more kids' books.
Excellent.
Meet Me on Mercer Street by Bookie Vivat. This is also for ages 8 and up. It's a graphic novel, and it's about a kid growing up in New York on Mercer Street. And the neighborhood bodega is closing and going to be replaced by a chain. Mm. And it's the summer, and she's hanging out in her neighborhood, and she's like, this isn't cool. What can we do to make this stop? It is really fun, but it also has that great message of, like, shop local and support small businesses, which obviously to me is very important. And it's great fun. Bookie's art is just delightful.
I think if you're going to be an author... Bookie is a great name.
Isn't it?
Yes. B-O-O-K-I? Yeah. Very cool. Bookie Vivat. Meet Me on Mercer Street. Okay, and then?
And the last one I have is Louder Than Hunger by John Hsu. This is for ages, I think it's ages 10 and up, but definitely into high school for sure. And it's about a male middle schooler who is dealing with an eating disorder, with anorexia. And it's based on John Hsu's true life experience as a teenager. He was hospitalized for this and treated for it for years. And it's a subject that is just not talked about and not covered, especially for boys. And he does it with such beautiful honesty. It's handled age appropriately. It's also a novel in verse, which I love and kids love. You know, you can read this gigantic book in a fraction of the time that you would read a prose novel. It is beautiful. It has so much heart, and I think it's really going to help a lot of kids.
It's fascinating because as you took it off the pile, I looked at it and I said, "Oh, that's quite the tome." But in verse, yes, that it would not be as a onerous task for a younger reader.
Yeah, young readers really liked reading in verse.
Yes.
Yes, a lot. Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful way
There's
to
so
introduce...
many new works coming out
yeah,
that way.
Poetry.
Yes,
yes. It's, yeah, poetry. Yeah, it's great.
Good stuff. Anything you would like to mention about your store, Jim?
Well, it's springtime's here, and we're closing part of our main street through the summer for the farmers market to come back in. So there'll be lots of people around. Besides that, we're ready for the baseball people to show up and come in and shop all day long.
Yes.
those baseball fans on their way to Cooperstown.
Love it.
Corral them in. Susanna.
Yes, we have lots of great stuff going on at the store, as always. But I did want to mention that we just announced today a very special event that we're partnering with the folks at the Bardavon to host Rachel Maddow at UPAC in Kingston on Saturday, May 4th. Tickets for that will be on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m. for members of the Bardavon and for Oblong email subscribers. And the public on sale for that is this Friday, April 12th at 11 a.m. So get your tickets. It's going to be amazing.
That'll be a really cool event. Yeah, very nice. Anything else you want to mention?
Just come visit our bookstores. Come say hi to us.
Yes. Yeah, they're both beautiful stores and really wonderful. The best of all of our stores that we have, a wonderful family of independent bookstores that are just such treasures, and it's a great pleasure to be able to talk about them week in and week out. You can find out more about the goings-on at Oblong Books by going to oblongbooks.com. Oblongbooks.com has their schedule and all the information about anything that you need to know about. GreenToadBookstore.com. For the Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta, GreenToadBookstore.com. And all of our book lists this week and all of the past ones are posted online at wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. And you can check there, although one of our favorite things is when you write to us and say, I heard one of your booksellers talk about a book about a goat and a painting, and we have to figure out what that is.
Oh, well, we do that every day.
I know. That's your life, right? That's your life. And then we're like,
this book came out 10 years ago with a yellow cover. And
they're very specific. I heard this a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was last year, I think. Anyway, we love you anyway. It's wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Susanna Hermans, Jim Habner, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a delight to be in your company. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.